Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
I went 6.5 days in Mexico without getting sunburnt, which is a very big deal for me.
So proud.
I am like Captain Ginger. I am the most redheaded person on earth. The last 3 hours, though, I got the worst sunburn of my entire life. Like, we checked out.
I love how you managed to put it off right to the very end.
We checked out and we had to wait for our shuttle. So we just sat by the beach for a bit.
Yeah.
And the umbrella wasn't that great. And I thought I'd not wear suntan lotion, because I still wear suntan lotion when I'm in the shade. Like, that's how ginger I am.
Yeah.
But this umbrella was a liar, and the sun went right through it. And, like, have you seen that photo on the crew's Facebook page yet? Of my sunburn?
I don't know.
Here. No, look. Look.
Oh, dude. That is red.
Look at that. Like,
don't scratch it.
I'm going to slap it. Look how red.
No, no,
whoa,
no, no.
But, like, no. Like, look how white it stays here. Like, there's just a handprint that just stays there.
Oh! Can I just say also, your nipple is incredibly burnt.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
Oh my
gosh. I don't
know
what happens. I've never burnt my nipple before.
It's gonna fall off.
I've never, like,
it might,
I don't
fall
know.
Off.
Like, trying to sleep on the plane with this, because we had like a 16-hour travel day.
Oh my god, what a
nightmare.
So
like every time I had to shift, it just was on fire.
And then it's
like,
gonna start itching while it peels.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, it's gonna be bad. I'm aware. Again, this isn't my first rodeo. Like, I'm aware, but it's never been this bad. Like, usually it's just Saskatchewan sun, not Mexico sun.
Yeah.
You know? I posted the photo on the Facebook page if you want to go take a look-see. Spoiler alert, maybe you don't want to.
I saw it in real life, you guys.
A lot of people were telling me some homemade sunburn remedies, though.
Okay.
Again,
this is helpful.
Like aloe and all that stuff, but baby lotion is apparently really, really good. It helps you not peel.
Any lotion will,
yes.
Yeah, prevent you from the peeling situation.
The one thing that came up a bunch, though, was yogurt.
What?
Yogurt. Apparently, if you put yogurt on your sunburn, it soothes it and it makes it go away faster.
Yeah, and then heats it up and it smells like bad milk right away. Ugh!
I would never do this.
Gross.
Just in fear of my wife walking in on me, putting yogurt all over my body. Like, can you imagine walking in on Sean? He's just covering himself in yogurt. Oh, this is the kind of stuff you're into. Cruise Control is coming up next, by the way. We got 3 great songs. You can pick which one comes up next. CruiseFM.com to vote. You can also vote on the Cruise app. Some heaters, Stacey. Thin Lizzy Jailbreak.
Yes.
Doobie Brothers Black Water.
Boo!
And The Doors Roadhouse Blues.
Mm.
Fun fact about...
why I did that.
Wow. All right. Things got weird on the first day back.
Oh, yeah. Love me some
Doors. No, I'm definitely going to save that and turn it into a sound effect button and play it all
sure.
the time. The Riders won again.
Yeah.
By the way, fun fact about that song. Which one? The Doors, Roadhouse Blues. The surviving members of The Doors, they did one of those VH1 storytellers in 2000, and they had a bunch of guest vocalists come in sing the songs. Guess who sang this song?
Is it going to ruin it for me?
Yeah. Scott Stapp from Creed.
No.
Why am I bringing it up? Because I can use my Scott Stapp voice. Can you take me higher?
Oh, that does ruin it for me. Both
6 feet from the edge. CruiseFM.com to vote. You can vote on the Cruise app, too.
Anyway, I was going to mention Name That Hit, but it doesn't seem as relevant. Sure it does. Of course
yeah,
it does.
Of course it does.
We've got a brand new clip. And $100 in the jackpot, because we had a winner this morning. Her name was Fern. She was lovely. And that's happening at 12:20 with Kendra.
Mm. You've heard of the term porch pirate before, correct?
Oh my God. I love that phrase.
Porch pirate?
Porch pirate.
A lot of people are installing these front door security cameras to deal with porch pirates. They can be in your doorbell or just above your door.
And a porch pirate is someone who steals your packages from your porch.
Mm-hmm. Because nowadays, so many people like to order online.
Yep.
And people will literally drive around town all day. Like, that's all they do. And look for houses
to steal from
that have packages on their front door, in their mailbox,
yeah.
Something like that. First of all,
stop breaking the law!
Obviously.
Second of all, greasy. Like, so greasy.
It is. And it's brazen. Is that the right word? Because we've seen the footage of these doorbell cameras, front porch cameras, what have you, of this car pulling up. Someone is staying in the driver's seat as the getaway driver.
Mm-hmm.
Someone then rips out across the lawn, boom, grabs your 3 packages in the car, and they're gone. It takes like 15 seconds. And it's like the easiest theft.
Even if your neighbor sees it, they can't do anything about it. And they're like, oh, really. I tried to stop them and they left. I'm sorry.
Couldn't
like,
get the license plate.
Here's the thing. It's like criminal Christmas for them. You know, they get a package and they don't know what's inside.
I guess, hey.
Like they could be sitting there like, come on, iPhone. Come on, iPhone. Oh, light bulbs again.
Is that part of the excitement of stealing from
people?
I think it is. Because what if you do? Yeah, you like take this. Oh, it feels super heavy. Oh, it's a case of Metamucil. Like, what a waste.
It makes me want to just leave random stuff in a box outside my front door. Like a half-empty thing of Pepto-Bismol. So if they come, they're like, what is this? Or you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave a tape recorder in a box on my front door, and all the tape recorder is going to do...
Stop breaking the law!
If you have perused the internet as of late, which I'm sure a lot of you have, you've probably seen some ads pop up for... a lot of garbage, and I mean garbage as in like useless things that you don't really need. One app that I happen to have noticed, and now it's showing up all the time because the internet is crazy, it's called Wish. And Wish sells absolutely everything you could possibly ever think of in the world. That just got me thinking of like how there's such a prevalence right now of these kind of apps or programs where they want you to buy very random things. I saw an ad actually for this little device. It's called a finger cover, and you wear it while you eat a bag of Cheetos so you don't get orange on your fingers.
First of all, Cheetos, Hawkins Cheesies. We're a Canadian show, Stacey.
It was an American ad. I apologize.
Come on.
Hawkins Cheesies.
As someone who eats three bags of those things daily,
yeah,
I would definitely buy one of these things.
And also, though, isn't that the best part once you're done destroying a bag of Cheesies is licking your fingers and getting all the cheese off?
Yeah, easily. Just like sucking the stuff under your fingernails.
Oh,
like,
it's like
it
a
all.
Thick layer.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little game. It's
Yum.
Like a nice tasty snack. It's like getting food stuck in your beard and then discovering it after.
Yes.
It's like a bonus snack, right?
Right?
Here's the thing, though. These are like, what, $3, $4 maybe?
Yeah.
Like this whole like it's only $3 or $4, put it on the card. That whole mentality has probably cost me like $9,000 in my entire life. You're at the store and you know the impulse buy the register. Oh, it's only $4, why not?
While you were gone on the old honeymoon there, I tried something. I tried talking about sports.
Oh no.
And it was okay. It was pretty okay, really. It was okay. I wanted to talk about the Riders because they're killing it right now.
Yeah, they are.
They're number one in the West, right?
Oh yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, I tried talking about sports and it just was not great.
No.
That's why I missed you.
Out of 10, what would you give yourself for your little sports report?
For my break on sports, probably a 4.
I was going to say, well, at least you passed. Nope, no, never mind. That's 40%.
No, I couldn't remember Zach Collaros' name. I was trying to talk about the game against Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was on the sidelines looking all sad because he can't play.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, what did you call him? Zach Morris or something? Or...
I wish.
No,
I had
Stacey.
Nothing. I had no name at all.
See, here's what you do. You don't worry about the stats, and you just worry about the theme songs. There was something in the air. That's all you got to do.
That was the other thing, though. I was looking for that clip, and you buried it somewhere in the computer. I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find the Cody Fajardo theme song?
No.
It's in my folder named Cody Fajardo theme song.
I couldn't. That must have
been super difficult.
The Saskatoon Freeway Project. Haven't really heard a lot about this. It's been in the works for a while. It's a big deal because it's basically going to give Saskatoon like a shortcut. I don't want to say a shortcut, but you can basically avoid the traffic in Saskatoon by this big freeway perimeter that would go around the city. And it's going to help. Calgary has done the same thing. Obviously, Calgary is bigger than us, but you can avoid a lot of stuff in Calgary by scooting around the outside. And it helps, especially with big trucks. We all know how much of a nightmare Circle Drive North can be with all the semis and average Joes trying to drive on there. This is currently in the shape of a U.
Mm-hmm.
It's upside down U. So it's not a circle. A lot of people freaking out because it's not a circle.
But they never said it was going to be a
no.
circle.
We have Circle Drive. Be happy with that.
And it's finally a circle.
Exactly.
After, like,
so
80
years
of not being a circle. The one thing is, though, if it were to be a complete circle, we would need two new bridges. Right now, it's going to be a three-phase plan. Phase one of this new freeway is north, kind of by Warman and Martinsville.
Yeah.
They say that's going to be the trickiest part, is figuring out that area. Phase two will be like on the east side of the city. Phase three will be on the west side of the city. And there is already going to be one new bridge right kind of by like north of Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Like where the new Chief Mistawasis Bridge is there's going to be another one more north of that. So if we were to make this a complete circle, we would need another bridge south, kind of by the Gordie Howe Bridge there.
What's that? Would that be like 13 bridges? 14?
28. I don't know. So. I can't keep track anymore. I just feel bad because we're getting another new bridge. Well, you know, if this all goes through, and there's PA.
Still
sitting there with, we're sorry, PA. We're sorry. We don't want all these new bridges.
We just love bridges.
It feels so bad. The most Saskatchewan story of all time. A couple gets married at Mosaic Stadium.
Nice.
This happened right before the Bomber game, the Bomber Rider game, that is. And they got married just outside Mosaic Stadium.
And it's so sweet. They said they've been planning to do this ever since they got engaged back in January. They're both huge fans. They have season tickets. But again, I saw the title and I was like, oh my God, they got married in Mosaic Stadium. I pictured them on the field getting married, and like as you walk in, you know, the usher's like, all right, you're in section 127, seat 14.
Ooh, you're in the nosebleeds. You got a ways to go.
And you
there.
Have to stand in pill country.
Sometimes we'll chat about something, and then 10 seconds after we turn off the microphones, we will think of something way funnier than what we said.
Yes.
It happens all the time. Like, for example, we were talking about how average Canadian households spent more on taxes than living costs in 2018. That's not the funny part.
No?
That's the not funny part. And our whole joke was, but on the plus side of things, they send you a check once a year.
You're thinking income tax
return. Yeah, for like $900. So it evens out, right?
But it doesn't always work that way because you don't always get money back from the government.
So that was our funny moments.
But then I realized afterwards, I said, you know what? Here's an actual way to not get, you know, depressed by that, that article.
Mm-hmm.
Have a baby. You get checks from the government all the time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.